A pleasant good morning to each one who is tuned in to the Seeds of Truth, which is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, meeting at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Your speaker is Robert Swain. How good it is to have each one of you in the listening audience. I continue to challenge each one to become a serious student of the Bible, God's revealed word unto mankind. Our Lord stated that we shall be judged by the words which he spake, and so shall we be. So how urgent it is that we learn of that word, and that we make the proper application to the life which we live. And there can be no doubt to anyone that we live in a world that's constantly calling upon us to make decisions, some of them trivial, some of them important. Not a moment passes in our wakeful hours that we are not called upon to make a decision. There can be no doubt to all honest people that Jehovah God calls upon us to make the greatest decision that we shall be faced with, a decision to choose between the things which we face on a regular daily basis. And when we face these decisions, we might ask, what shall it be? What shall I choose? You are walking either by faith or by opinion. Which? To walk by faith is to walk by the revealed word of God. Romans 10:17 reads, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There is no other way to gain faith except by listening to God's word, allowing it to lead and to guide us. To walk by opinion is to walk according to what man thinks. Paul states in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. To walk by sight is to walk by what we might think is correct, by what seems right. There are far too many who do not care what the Bible says, but are interested in what the world thinks. What does the majority of people think? It is my firm conviction that the vast majority of the religious world has little or no regard for what the Bible says, because if they did, then they would be willing to give book, chapter, and verse for what they practice. But most had rather say, you know, I think this is all right, or we have always done things this way, or better yet, I feel like this is okay. Very few pick up their Bible and say, let me show you in the Word of God where God says to do this. My friends, are you walking by faith or by opinion? Are you seeking to walk in accordance to God's desires, or are you doing your own desires and your own wishes? Which? You see, you have a choice to make on a daily basis. Do you have authority for all things which you do? If not, you're walking by opinions, by those things which are not found in God's book. There are two principles in religion by which mankind lives. One states, we will do only what the Bible authorizes. We will be guided by the Bible alone. And the other says, we will do that which is not directly forbidden by the Bible. And these two ideas are diametrically opposed to each other. One says, we'll respect the silence of the Bible. The other says, we are free to do what we wish if the Bible does not specifically condemn it. Now, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:6, that in us ye might learn not to go beyond the things which are written. Are you practicing something that is not written in God's book? My friends, if God has not spoken, man has no right to speak in his behalf. Notice the reading of Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our Lord has sprung out of Judah, as to which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priests. Did Moses have to say, do not choose a priest out of the tribe of Dan, or out of the tribe of Manasseh, or out of the tribe of Judah? No. He only needed to say, the priest from the tribe of Levi. And when he said Levi, he eliminated all the other tribes. His silence left the rest out. He spoke nothing concerning the tribe of Judah. You see, God's silence is important. If Jehovah has not spoken, then man has no right to speak or to bring something into their worship or work that the Bible says nothing about. A great statement was coined by those of the Restoration Movement in the 1800s. They said, "Let us speak where the Bible speaks."